Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Resource module on pronunciation and romanization. Tape 1. This first tape in the pronunciation and romanization series introduces the four tones of standard Chinese. To help you focus on the tones, which will probably strike you as one of the most exotic features of Chinese, this tape makes use of only the simplest and most obvious consonants and vowels. The trickier sounds and spellings will be covered systematically in the next four tapes. Then the sixth tape will take up sequences of tones. Listen to the four Chinese words which appear in Display 1. They are presented in the traditional order of the four tones.
Ma, 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 ma.
Again.
Ma, 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 ma.
The overwhelming impression to a speaker of English is that these must be the same word said four different ways. After all, in English we can say, ma, meaning is that you, mother, or ma, meaning perhaps it's you, mother. But notice that we'd say that it's the same word in both utterances. We can make different utterances with different patterns of intonation, but not different words. Now listen again to what we said are four different words in Chinese.
Ma, 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 ma.
Again.
Ma, 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 ma.
To a speaker of Chinese, each of these words is perfectly distinguishable from the others. The different tones keep them apart just as effectively as, in English, different consonants set off ma from pa, and different vowels set off ma from mi. So giving a word a wrong tone can be just as disastrous as giving it a wrong consonant or vowel. If you say ma, when what you meant was ma, you've said horse instead of mother. If you look at the display, you'll see a visual representation of each tone. The vertical scale covers about an octave. Just which octave it is, of course, depends on the speaker's voice. This is a somewhat greater range than you normally use in speaking English. The top of the range will seem slightly too high for comfort, and the bottom slightly too low. The first tone or high tone word, mother, and the third tone or low tone word, horse, will let you locate the extremes. Listen.
Ma, ma.
Again, mother and horse, high versus low.
Ma, ma.
The popular notion of the Chinese tones is that they are like notes on the musical scale. And indeed, the distinctive difference between the two tones you just heard is that one is high and one is low. But you may have noticed that while the high tone was like a single steady high note, the low tone was lower in the middle than at either end. For a more dramatic example of such a difference in contour, listen to the second tone or rising tone word hemp and the fourth tone or falling tone word to scold.
Ma, ma.
Again, hemp and to scold. Rising versus falling.
Ma, ma.
You can see the distinctive contours of the tones in the diagrams of Display 1, and you can see them suggested in the accent marks used to indicate the tones in the romanization. The diagrams also show that the tones differ in length, with the third tone longer than the first and second, and the fourth tone shorter, and that they differ also in their patterns of loudness, as indicated by the varying width of the curves. Now we're going to take up the tones in their traditional order. By the time we've finished, we'll have contrasted each tone with every other tone. The first tone is called the high tone. Its pitch is near the top of the speaker's range, and its contour is level, as you can see in the display. Listen to the high tone word, which means mother.
Ma, ma, ma.
Actually, this is not an independent word. It's an element in words such as mama, which means mommy. By the way, the weak second syllable in mama is not in one of the four tones. It's said to be toneless or in the neutral tone. We'll take this up in the sixth tape. Since we seldom use high-level intonation in English, the high tone may strike you as sung rather than spoken. Try repeating mother after the speaker, taking care to stay on the same high note throughout.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
If you're getting it right, high and level, it should feel somewhat unnatural. Try saying the high tone word mother, and then repeat after the speaker.
Ma.
Notice that the tone mark in the romanization suggests the level contour at least, if not the high pitch. Try saying mother again and repeat after the speaker.
Ma.
The second tone is called the rising tone. It starts in the middle of your range and almost immediately rises sharply to the top of your range, as shown in the display. Listen to the rising tone word, which means hemp.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
In English, if you want to ask, "Is that you, mother?" you can ask, "Ma?" with a rising intonation. Think of the question, "Ma?" and it may help you pronounce the rising tone word, which means hemp. But you must remember that it's not a question and has nothing to do with mother. Try repeating hemp after the speaker.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
Now try saying the rising tone word hemp yourself and to repeat.
Ma.
Notice that the tone mark in the romanization rises from left to right in the direction your eyes are moving as you read. Try saying hemp again and repeat.
Ma.
Now let's compare the high tone with the rising tone. Both are in the upper part of the pitch range, but the high tone stays level while the rising tone climbs sharply, starting slightly below the high tone and reaching the top of the range. Listen to mother followed by hemp.
Ma, ma.
Again, high tone, rising tone.
Ma, ma.
Let's turn them around. Hemp followed by mother.
Ma, ma.
Again, rising tone, high tone.
Ma, ma.
At the top of exercise 1 in your workbook, you'll see two romanized surnames. The high tone surname Fang and the rising tone surname Fang. Remember that these are as distinct as our Peterson and Patterson. For each of the numbered items, the speaker will say either Fang or Fang. You are to add the appropriate tone mark to the romanization, repeating the name as you do so. Then I'll give you the correct answer. Don't worry if you miss a few at first. You'll learn as much by being wrong and finding out that you were wrong as by being right and finding out that you were right. Here we go. 1.
Fang.
High. 2.
Fang.
Rising. 3.
Fang.
Rising. 4.
Fang.
High. 5.
Fang.
High. 6.
Fang.
Rising. 7.
Fang.
High. 8.
Fang.
High. 9.
Fang.
Rising. 10.
Fang.
Rising. The third tone is called the low tone. As you can see in the display, it has a slightly dipping contour. Starting fairly low, it dips to the very bottom of your range. You can almost feel and hear it scrape bottom. Then it swoops up a bit. The most important part, the part to listen for and the part to emphasize, is the low part in the middle. Remember also that this is the longest tone. Listen to the low tone word, which means horse.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
This also happens to be a common surname. Try repeating horse, concentrating on getting as low as you can.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
Now try saying the low tone word horse yourself and repeat.
Ma.
Notice that the tone mark captures at least the dipping contour, if not the low pitch. Try saying horse again and repeat.
Ma.
It's relatively easy to distinguish between the high tone and the low tone, since they contrast in contour as well as in pitch. The high tone is level as well as high, and the low tone is dipping as well as low. Listen to mother followed by horse.
Ma. Ma.
Again, high tone, low tone.
Ma, ma.
Now we'll turn them around. Horse followed by mother.
Ma, ma.
Again, low tone, high tone.
Ma, ma.
Exercise 2 involves distinguishing the high tone surname Wei from the low tone surname Wei. You'll see them correctly romanized above the exercise with the tone marks over the vowel E. Fill in the appropriate tone marks and repeat as you do so. 1.
Wei.
Low. 2.
Wei.
High. 3.
Wei.
Low. 4.
Wei.
Low. 5.
Wei.
High. 6.
Wei.
Low. 7.
Wei.
High. 8.
Wei.
High. 9.
Wei.
Low. 10.
Wei.
High. The contrast between the rising tone and the low tone is somewhat harder. In fact, most students find it hardest of all. One reason is that their starting points are not too far apart, and another is that both are rising at the end. If you start a low tone a bit too high, then fail to get down to the bottom of the range, and then exaggerate the rising tail, you've got a rising tone, and vice versa, of course. The way to keep them straight is to keep your mind fixed on the features which give them their names. For the rising tone, think rising. All the energy goes into reaching the ceiling. The tone actually gets louder as it rises. For the low tone, think low. All the energy goes into reaching the floor. The rising tail is a tailing off in effort, if not in loudness. In fact, the rising tail is completely lost in certain circumstances, as we'll see in the sixth tape. Listen to hemp, followed by horse.
Ma. Ma.
Again, rising tone, low tone.
Ma, ma.
Now the other way around. Horse followed by hemp.
Ma, ma.
Again, low tone, rising tone.
Ma, ma.
Now try adding the appropriate tone marks in exercise 3, which contrasts the rising tone surname, me, with the low-tone surname, me. Ask yourself as you repeat each surname whether your effort is going into making it rise or into getting it low, and mark the tone accordingly. 1.
Me.
Low. 2.
Me.
Rising. 3.
Me.
Low. 4.
Me.
Rising. 5.
Me.
Low. 6.
Me.
Rising. 7.
Me.
Rising. 8.
Me.
Low. 9.
Me.
Low. 10.
Me.
Rising. You may not have scored so well on this. Exercise 4 gives you another crack at the rising versus low distinction, with the rising tone surname Wu and the low tone surname Wu. You might find the supplementary clue of length useful. The low tone is longer. Mark the tones and repeat as you do so. 1.
Wu.
Rising. 2.
Wu.
Rising. 3.
Wu.
Low. 4.
Wu.
Rising. 5.
Wu.
Low. 6.
Wu.
Low. 7.
Wu.
Low. 8.
Wu.
Rising. 9.
Mm.
Rising, 10.
五
Low. The fourth tone is called the falling tone. It's an abrupt drop from the top of your range to the bottom, as the display shows. Listen to the falling tone word, which means to scold.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
Since in English we use a falling intonation at the end of statements and exclamations, the falling tone sounds declarative or emphatic to us. Listen to the answers in this English conversation. Who's mowing the lawn? Ma. Who is? Ma. Try repeating the verb to scold, sliding all the way down the scale as fast as you can.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
Now try saying the falling tone word to scold yourself and repeat.
Ma.
Notice that the tone mark drops from left to right in the direction your eyes are moving. Try saying to scold again and repeat.
Ma.
The contrast between the high tone and the falling tone should be clear, since one stays high and one starts high but drops sharply to the bottom. Exercise 5 contrasts the high tone surname Nhiên and the falling tone surname Nhiên. Add the appropriate tone marks and repeat. 1.
Yin.
High. 2.
Yin.
Falling. 3.
Yin.
Falling. 4.
Yin.
Falling. 5.
Yin.
High. 6.
Yin.
High. 7.
Yin.
Falling. 8.
Yin.
High. 9.
Yin.
High. 10.
Yin.
Falling. As you can see in the display, the rising tone is a mirror image of the falling tone, except that the rising tone rises from the middle of your range to the top, while the falling tone falls the whole way from top to bottom. The easiest way to tell them apart is to think of the English question and statement intonations. But remember that the rising tone has nothing to do with questions and the falling tone has nothing to do with statements. Exercise 6 contrasts the rising tone surname Lai with the falling tone surname Lai. Add the appropriate tone marks over the A and repeat. 1.
Lai.
Rising. 2.
Lai.
Falling. 3.
Lai.
Falling. 4.
Lai.
Rising. 5.
Lai.
Rising. 6.
Lai.
Falling. 7.
Lai.
Rising. 8.
Lai.
Falling. 9.
Lai.
Falling. 10.
Lai.
Rising. The contrast between the low and falling tones shouldn't present any difficulty. Just remember that the falling tone drops sharply through your full range, while the low tone spends most of its time at the bottom. It helps that the falling tone is the shortest tone, and the low tone is the longest. Exercise 7 contrasts the low tone surname Hao with the falling tone surname Hao. Add the appropriate tone marks over the A and repeat. 1.
Hao.
Low. 2.
How.
Falling. 3.
How.
Falling. 4.
How.
Low. 5.
How.
Falling. 6.
How.
Low. 7.
How.
Low. 8.
How.
Falling. Exercise 8 contrasts all four tones with the high tone surname Yi the rising tone surname Yi, the low tone surname Yi, and the falling tone surname Yi. Fill in the appropriate tone marks and repeat. 1.
Yi.
Hi. 2.
Yi.
Rising. 3.
Yi.
Low. 4.
Yi.
Falling. 5.
Yi.
Rising. 6.
Yi.
Falling. 7.
Yi.
High. 8.
Yi.
Low. 9.
Yi.
Low. 10.
Yi.
Rising. 11.
Yi.
Falling. 12.
Yi.
High. 13.
Yi.
Rising. 14.
Yi.
High. 15.
Yi.
Low. 16.
Yi.
Low. 17.
Yi.
Falling. 18.
Yi.
Rising. 19.
Yi.
Falling. 20.
Yi.
High. If you had particular difficulty with any of the exercises, you may want to rewind and redo the exercises, writing your tone marks on a blank sheet of paper. Also, since the tones are often identified by number rather than by descriptive names we've been using, you might want to go back to the presentation of tones in the traditional order at the beginning of the tape and learn them as a tune. This is the end of Tape 1 of the Resource Module on Pronunciation and Romanization.